What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't miss out on your chance to listen to four-time Super Bowl champ Charlie Weiss on the only podcast solely devoted to everyone's favorite position in football, the quarterback. Listen for free now by subscribing wherever you get podcasts or by going to celebrityqb.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest in sports news, fantasy analysis, and opinions. Don't forget the hot takes. Can't have a sports show without hot takes these days. What about hot cakes, though? I want some hot cakes. Now here's your host, ready to jump into the thick of things, Dwayne Callender.
Hello and welcome, folks. This is Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. I'm your host, Dwayne Callender. Gonna get into it right now with the NFL Week 2 waiver wire suggestions. Now, I know many of you are upset at how Week 1 went down with certain players not performing at all, injuries happening, so we're gonna go through some of the notable injuries as well as some of the waiver wire suggestions. So, let's just start off with the havoc that was wreaked upon the tight end position, because we lost not one, but two of the top viable options at the position. So Greg Olsen refractured his right foot, which sidelined him for multiple weeks last year. Olsen was out for at least 9 weeks last year. To be perfectly honest, the fact that he says he's optimistic he'll play again this year means that he's going to be gone 2 months, most likely. In the meantime, if you don't have an IR spot in your fantasy league, this is a case where I would almost recommend dropping him outright rather than try to hold on to him as a roster spot, just because, again, with a re-injury, chances are you're not going to see him for quite some time regarding the matter. So this is a case where, just cut your losses and don't try to extend what's already a bad situation. Now, the other injury is a season-ending injury to Delanie Walker, who unfortunately dislocated his ankle with ligament damage. Not only is this season-ending, this could potentially be career-ending for a Walker at his age, given the number of years he's had in the league, because he's also a player at 10 years in the league. That's a tough injury to come back from at his age. We'll see how it goes, but yeah, he's done for the year. So in terms of tight end targets, I will look at on waiver wires. Jared Cook had a big game Monday night against the Rams. To be perfectly honest, I can't see the Raiders actually utilizing him in that fashion consistently throughout the year. Jared Cook is usually good for one of these games, throughout each fantasy season, and then he disappears off the radar completely. So, while yes, I can see why folks are gravitating towards him at the tight end spot, to me, the more likely candidate that you should be targeting is George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers. Kittle is less than 40% owned in most Yahoo and ESPN leagues, just because people were not sold on the fact that his shoulder was going to be healthy. So I look at Kittle as the top tight end option. Then other options you can consider would be Ben Watson of the New Orleans Saints. Yes, the Saints look bad, but Watson is getting the targets and snap count. So you can actually roster him with confidence. You know, besides that, there's Jonnu Smith of the Titans. He's going to be the next man up, stepping in for Walker. He has a ton of ability, just hasn't had any time with the first team, just because of Walker being the gatekeeper there. So that would be the name I would, the names I would kind of take a look at for the tight end spot. Now, let's get into what's going on with the wide receiver position. Doug Baldwin getting hurt in the first quarter of the Seattle game put up goose eggs for a number of owners, including yours truly. You know, immediate replacement for Baldwin on the Seahawks would be Brandon Marshall. No, you would not be looking at moving Doug Baldwin. If you got an IR spot, great. If not, you're going to have to bite the bullet on this one. Pete Carroll thinks it's going to be 2 to 4 weeks. I would say that's pretty aggressive in terms of the MCL sprain, because they're saying it's a grade 2 sprain slash tear. So more likely you're looking at 4 to 5 weeks for Baldwin, to be perfectly honest. Just, you know, he said it from the outset, the knee was going to be healthy this year. You know, kind of roll the dice on the rankings just of drafting him. But, you know, this does go with the territory. But in terms of Baldwin, I would say don't expect him at least until week 6 at a minimum. Just because it doesn't look too good from a knee perspective to rush him back too early. So I could easily see this extending to at least a month out, not 2 weeks, but we'll see how it goes. Another name to keep an eye out for would be Chris Godwin of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know DeSean Jackson had 2 touchdowns, but if you really look at the statistics, Godwin more than handily beat out Jackson for snap counts. Godwin was in for over 70% of the snap counts for Tampa Bay. He is actually the number 2 wide receiver on the team, not Jackson. Jackson is closer to being the number 3 or 4 wide receiver on the team based off of the snap counts alone. It's just that Jackson made the most of his opportunities, and the fact that the Saints defense was basically asleep at the wheel on Sunday with Fitzpatrick just throwing all over the place. So I would say keep an eye out for Chris Godwin on your waiver wire picks, because that's definitely a name you want to keep an eye out for rest of the season, because he definitely, out of anyone I'm listing here, would be someone throughout the season that could make a huge impact for you. Other names on the wide receiver list to kind of look at would be Ted Ginn Jr. on the New Orleans Saints. Had a big day, definitely getting the targets from Drew Brees. So that would be a potential filler in if you got a banged up wide receiver already. And Geronimo Allison of the Green Bay Packers. I talked about him in Deep Sleeper for before the season, and it's coming to pass. You know, Aaron Rodgers loves throwing to this guy, and again, for the record, what a performance by Aaron Rodgers on Sunday night, given everything that happened to him. But yeah, you know, there's a natural rapport between Allison and Rodgers. He trusts him. Allison's gonna get those snaps in there, just because, you know, Randall Cobb can only do so much in terms of overall snap count, and Devontae Adams the number 1. So Allison can definitely factor in into that wide receiver 3 conversation, and, you know, depending on the week, if he gets in the end zone, he'll be a wide receiver too. So I would look at Allison on waiver wire if he's not already picked up in your league. And finally, I would take a look at John Brown of the Baltimore Ravens. Based on snap counts, Brown's getting a ton of burden with the Ravens. And the fact that they look to be even more aggressive in the passing game is actually a good sign. Just because they didn't really go into heavy run against Buffalo as I thought they would. So it looks like they're trying to be a little more aggressive and throw the ball some more. So if that's the case, Brown is definitely a possibility, just given his speed. And Flacco, for all of his faults, he still has a big arm, so he can get the ball down the field as needed. So Brown is someone you can take a shot on overall if you're looking for wide receiver help. Moving on to the running back position. The name I'm going to throw out here is T.J. Yeldon of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, Leonard Fournette going down. If you didn't handcuff him, shame on you, because Fournette and his injury history, he was one of those guys that you had to handcuff, given the fact that he gets nicked up all the time. So with Fournette having hamstring issues, I'd be shocked if he plays this week. So that automatically slides Yeldon into a running back one position, in my opinion. I think he's the top 10 running back, given the slate. You can start him with confidence, Yeldon, that is, in your lineup if you pick him up on waivers. Because Yeldon is still less than 25% owned. I can't believe that people did not handcuff Leonard Fournette drafting him in leagues. It just boggles my mind, really. When you have someone like Fournette, who's injury-prone at LSU, was injury-prone during his rookie year, you're coming into this season, and you take him with a back end of the first round pick or early second round pick, you gotta handcuff him. To me, it's a bit of a waste, because now you're in a waiver wire game with a bunch of other owners who know that Fournette probably isn't gonna play this week. Now, if you're having to do free agency bids for Yeldon, you're probably going to end up having to spend double digits just to bring him in, when realistically you could have just handcuffed him and saved yourself the headache. But I would say Yeldon would be the play here. Hey, Throwdown Nation, are you at the bottom of your fantasy league wondering what is going on with your quarterback? Well, I think I've got a new show that may just fit the bill for you. The show is called Celebrity QB, featuring four-time Super Bowl champion coach Charlie Weiss. Unlike other football shows, you'll get the inside scoop on all things quarterbacks to get your burning questions answered, such as, is this the year Tom Brady finally looks his age? Can Aaron Rodgers actually play a full season on one healthy leg? And can Dak Prescott actually lead the Cowboys to a Super Bowl in spite of Jerry Jones? Coach Weiss and co-host Steve Stroud have got you covered on all things quarterbacks. Listen now on Apple Podcasts or any major media platform. Celebrity QB, everyone's favorite position. And I know folks are going to be targeting Philip Lindsay with the Broncos. A couple of things here that I just wanted to point out with Lindsay. A lot of it ended up kind of being how the situation played out with Seattle's run defense in terms of who had the responsibility in certain gaps. So, I kind of put that on like how the game flow went. Royce Freeman is still the starter on that team. I know folks are kind of jumping in and say, you gotta go grab Lindsay. I would say, yes, you can definitely put in a push to grab Lindsay, especially if you got injuries and folks are just not performing anyway. But, I would say that overall, don't go crazy trying to bid on Lindsay. If you're trying to bid double digits for Lindsay, I think your money's better spent elsewhere, just holding off for now instead of reacting to week one. Because, again, from a game flow perspective, it just kind of worked out that way that Lindsay was getting some carries. But Freeman is still the number one in Denver. The one other thing I will say about Lindsay, though, is the fact that he did look good as a pass catcher in the preseason. The bad news is Case Keenum's the one throwing him the football. And although Keenum had three picks against Seattle on Sunday, it could have been five or six, like, if Seattle was actually playing the Legion of Boom as originally constituted. I mean, Keenum was horrendous. You know, if there weren't so many other bad quarterbacking examples, Keenum would have been spotlighted a lot more, and Denver won their game. So he avoided full gaslighting. But, yeah, it's one of those where take a look at Lindsay. Just don't go overboard. I wouldn't spend more than $8 or $9 on him. It's way too early in the season to just try to splurge on a guy when you're trying to get a sense of true market value. So I wouldn't go overboard just yet. Although it was a nice debut, don't go hysterical over it. Austin Eckler is another name, you know, still being productive in San Diego. And with Melvin Gordon, again, being one of those injury-prone backs, unlike Fournette, Melvin Gordon, it tends to be a gamer, so Gordon kind of gets it out. But, you know, you're going to get those game or two where Gordon is going to be doubtful or game-time decision. Eckler is always a smart option, in my opinion, just to cover yourself instead of playing the waiting game with Melvin Gordon, who, again, is one of those backs that you would have taken back into the first round, early second round. It just makes sense grabbing him. And Phillip Rivers likes throwing to him. So, it just makes sense. It's not just a handcuff who's never going to play. Eckler's going to see the field quite a bit for the Chargers. Talked about it multiple times, but James White should be more owned in leagues. He's still under 60% owned. I don't get why. He's still Tom Brady's favorite pass-catching target out of the backfield. Even when Deion Lewis was there last year, James White was still the pass-catching back more often than not. So I would say James White should be owned if he hasn't been picked up yet. And judging by a lot of leagues, he hasn't been. I kind of scratch my head sometimes if folks are paying attention or that afraid of New England running backs when, you know, again, it's not always going to be consistent, but they put up numbers. You can't ignore them entirely. It doesn't make any sense. So that is going to do it for the running back position. I'm just going to say briefly on the quarterback position, no, you're not dropping Matt Stafford. I saw that posted enough questions enough times to me and on different sites. It doesn't make sense. Yes, was Stafford horrendous against the Jets? Absolutely. And the fact that the Jets, of all teams, are bragging about knowing the signals of another team, you know, just shows how ill-equipped the Jets are for handling success. So, those of you who were celebrating Sam Darnold, he was throwing to wide-open wide receivers. I'm not trying to knock him, but, you know, let's just face facts. Like, the Lions were atrocious on Monday Night Football, and that game needs to just, like, be shoved into a black hole somewhere because ratings were down because the game sucked. There's not much else to say about that. The ratings were down because the Jets-Lions game was terrible. I can't believe that they didn't switch the games and put the Rams-Raiders on early. And, you know, even though it's a West Coast game, that should have been the mid-game. But, you know, they like getting the West Coast audience outside. If you're going to do it that way, you might as well just have basically East Coast or, like, Mountain Time game with Denver, something. But, you know, it doesn't make sense the way they have it set up doing it that way. I don't even like doing the doubleheader on Monday Night Football, to be honest. But anyway, I'm getting off track. In terms of quarterback waiver wire pickups, Tyrod Taylor is an option that folks have been bandying about because of how bad the Saints looked. You know, the Saints in the Superdome, usually are a tough out defensively. You know, I just think they were reading their press clippings too much and weren't ready to play against Tampa. I expect that to be different this Sunday against the Browns. Taylor was also struggling to kind of get on the same page with some of his receivers. He got a little bit of a rhythm as the game went on, but I just think with the loud noise that's going to be in the Superdome, that's going to be a tough environment to function in. So I'd be more worried about using Taylor as my streamer QB this week. Other options you could take a look at would be Pat Mahomes, who again continues to show that gun of an arm. So Mahomes would be a waiver wire target in my opinion. And no, you can ignore Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's not even going to be remotely close to what he produces the rest of the season. So that's a one-off. Ignore entirely. Don't waste your time. So that's where I kind of look at it. Now, in terms of defenses to stream, if you got a chance to grab the Chargers defense, it should be picked up. But, you know, the Chargers will be the number one ranked defense. But another option you can take a look at would be the Bears defense, just because they have a nice matchup against Seattle. Doug Baldwin's out. Russell Wilson still does not have an offensive line to protect him, and is going to be running for dear life. I mean, I expect Khalil Mack's going to have at least a sack in this game, maybe a sack and a half, just because of the amount of pressure he's going to be able to generate on Seattle's O-line. So I think Mack is still in line for another monster game after the havoc he raged on Sunday night for the first half against the Packers. So those will be my waiver wire suggestions. Again, as the season goes along, one of the things you want to pay attention to is not necessarily the fantasy production, but the snap counts. And I know sometimes folks don't want to go into those that level of detail, but really you kind of have to get a sense of how the game was going. And one of the best indicators of that would be taking a look at the snap counts by team for position players. So just something to keep in mind, more food for thought. But as we go along in the season, you'll see how those patterns emerge in terms of like who you should be picking up off of waivers. So that's going to do it for the show. Good luck with your upcoming week, and hopefully your waivers will work out well. Take care.
It's the most talked about position in all of sports, the quarterback. And now there's a show solely dedicated to the most sought after role on the field, Celebrity QB, featuring four-time Super Bowl champion coach Charlie Weiss. Unlike other football shows, you'll get the inside scoop on all things quarterbacks. Like, is this the year Tom Brady finally looks his age? Will dating Danica Patrick distract Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, he's dating Danica Patrick, Charlie. We're interested in that, you know?
Well, I mean, Tommy's got Giselle. I'll take Giselle, okay?
Is Dak Prescott good enough to win a Super Bowl for the Cowboys? Which rookie quarterback has the best shot of making a positive impact in 2018?
How about intellectually, Charlie, as far as what they ask the quarterbacks to do now?
The game has changed, but the pressure that's put on quarterbacks, and it always been put on quarterbacks, is tremendous.
Join Charlie Weiss and co-host Steve Strout on an all-new podcast from Lasting Media, exclusively about quarterbacks. Subscribe now at Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to great podcasts. Celebrity QB, everyone's favorite position.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.